This is the Shrimps Verdicts podcast. All opinions expressed are those of the individual contributors and not necessarily those of either Morecambe Football Club or of Beyond Radio.
Every kick, every game, every goal. Full match commentary of Morecambe FC on Beyond Radio. This is Shrimps Live from Beyond Radio.
Into the feet of David Tatonda and Benny. Too much on now. Stockport back in possession, and Kenbeni's missed his kick there, and Paddy Madden's nipped it off him. He's away down this right hand side. The veteran gets the cross and looking for Kyle Wootton, who nods it back towards Alafe, who smashes him at the back post. And frankly, that was all our own downfall, really. It was Nelson Kenbeni, had loads of time on the halfway line. I think he just looked up and just lost the sight of the ball. Paddy Madden nips it away down the right hand side, crosses the back post, nodded back across the face of the 6 yard area by Kyle Wood. And there was Tanto Alafe scoring his 21st goal of the season to make it Stockport County 1. League 1 bound Stockport County 1, Morecambe 0.
Yeah, it's very disappointing that I was literally just about to say we were starting to find our feet and starting to move the ball around nicely. And obviously Nelson Kenbeni giving away the ball, 2v1 counter attack with Paddy Madden and Alafe down that right hand side, crossed in, headed well back across, and you know, Alafe there to finish the second ball. It's disappointing that.
Yeah.
It's a sloppy goal to give away.
Deep in first half stoppage time, Sarcevic with this corner. He's gone deep towards the back post and it's headed in for 2-0 by Fraser Horsfall. Great corner by Sarcevic. Bullet header at the back post. Deep in first half stoppage time. Stockport County 2, Morecambe 0.
Yeah, it's disappointing. As you said, a couple of chances to clear the ball. Couldn't quite clear it. Ultimately ends up with Nelson Kenbeni kicking it out for a corner, and Stockport score from the corner. They keep the pressure on. It's a great point from Sarcevic. And then, it's a brilliant header from Horsfall at the back post. We just don't deal with it at the back post, and it's an easy header in for Horsfall.
Reaction to the action. This is the Shrimps Verdict on Beyond Radio.
A disappointing overall performance, Duke.
Yeah, it is very frustrating. Like I said earlier, we'd have to be on our top performance, you know, to get a result today. And we haven't been, and that's the crux of it. It's just one of those afternoons. We haven't been our best, and Stockport are just a very good quality side.
But take nothing away from Stockport, as you say.
Brilliant.
They've just shown their class, haven't they, today? It's as simple as that, really.
Yeah, they've shown their quality.
We are in the last 20 seconds or so.
Last chance saloon for a consolation.
There's a row of stewards marshalling the away end. I'm not sure any Morecambe fans are going to bother going pitch invading. I suppose they've got to cover themselves, haven't they? Mayor goes long. There is the full time whistle here at Edgeley Park, and the celebrations can begin for Stockport County as the fans stream onto the pitch here in Greater Manchester. Stockport County are going to be playing League One football next season.
It's a brilliant afternoon for everyone involved at Stockport. It's fair play. It's been a long season for them, and ultimately they've been brilliant the whole season. And they deserve the celebrations they're going to have for the next couple of weeks.
They are a class act, Stu, you have to say. Take nothing away. I mean, it's not been the best Morecambe performance today, but Stockport County didn't let us play either. They showed their quality throughout the game.
Yeah, they've been different class, to be honest. We weren't at it today. I wouldn't say we weren't not at it. It's probably a little bit harsh out, but we weren't at our best, shall we say.
Not through want of trying, Mayor, no. I would never say that again about a Morecambe team. Not through want of trying, it's just we couldn't get it going.
Yeah, it was just the fine margins, and you know, when you're playing a team with the quality of Stockport, if you're not at your very, very top game, then ultimately, it's going to be very hard to get that result. it's just one of those. It's been a season that sort of we've had our ups and downs, and it's been a frustrating season. But fair play to everyone involved at Stockport Football Club and, you know, their achievements that they've had this season. And, you know, to see them going back to League One is absolutely brilliant for them. It's a brilliant setup here, and, you know, just have to see how they fare next year in League One. It'll be a new challenge for them. And, like I say, with good owners and pushing the football club up, yeah, hopefully, you know, fingers crossed for everyone involved in the club, they do well.
And I suppose now, Stu, the key for our season, Forest Green Rovers, who look all but doomed. They are 6-0 down to Wrexham as we speak. In fact, they've lost 6-0, I think. Similar to us, really. We know how you feel. They are all but relegated going into next Saturday's last home game of the season at Mazuma. Key for us now to finish the season strongly with two good performances.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's very disappointing that we have just fallen short this season of what we wanted to achieve, but, you know, take nothing away from us. Some of the performances we've had this season have been brilliant, and, you know, if you would have said at the start of the season we would have been pushing towards playoffs all the way till the end pretty much, and yeah, we would have snapped your hand off. But yeah, hopefully we can finish the league in a strong position, in a strong way, with two results against one, obviously, Forest Green, and two, Swindon. You know, let's try finish on a high and see where it takes us.
That's all we can do, isn't it, between now and the end of the season? Yeah. It's all about that finishing as high as we can.
Just finish on as many points as we can. And
unfortunately fizzled out, hasn't it? I think that's, what, seven losses in the last nine games, unfortunately, and, well, that's ultimately killed us. Points deduction or not, that's what's killed us, really.
Yeah. It, you know, look, without the points deduction, we still wouldn't have been in the playoff positions. And it's just been the recent form, really. We've had some tough games, and we just haven't quite been there. But, you know, the lads have given everything so far this season, and it's just one of those things for football. Like, not everyone can get the playoffs, not everyone can get promoted, and it's just a battle all the way through, and it's been a hard battle. And like you say, we've just got to try and win these last two games now and finish on as high as possible as we can.
Stu, appreciate your company as ever. We're going to leave it there because we are going to try our best to get to somewhere a little bit quieter for the post-match reaction. We'll try and get the thoughts of Jeb Brannan and one of the Morecambe players. Stu, it's been an unexpected pleasure today.
It's been a pleasure again.
Thank you very much indeed. And whether we'll see you on the pitch, on the bench, in the press deck on Saturday, I've no idea.
Who knows? Yeah, it could be anywhere. Literally could be anywhere. So, yeah, maybe with you next week, maybe on the pitch, who knows? Could be on the bench.
Welcome, Keeper Stumwell. Thank you very much indeed, my friend.
Well, yeah, the 2-0 defeat to Stockport County today. They've sealed promotion to League One. A big day for them, a disappointing day for you.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to congratulate them. They're an absolute brilliant side. For me, best team in the league by now. Easy the best team. Made up for Dave and the staff. But We never turned up first half today. We were disappointed with us first half. It was a proper 3-4 us. We had nothing to lose. Could have gone out there and actually we could have won the game if we would have had a goal today. But second half, we showed a bit more character and belief, and we'd be a lot better.
Nelson Kumbeni, unfortunately for him, made a mistake 8 minutes, and they made the most of it, which is what they've done all season.
That's what they're about. They give good players chances, they put it away, don't they? But you know what, Nelson, I'm not going to have I got to say about Nelson, because he's been absolutely brilliant since he came here. He's only a young lad, he's learning, he learned from that today. He just had an extra touch but slipped over, so it's one of those things that happens, but there's no way you're digging him out because he's been really good.
And a real killer of a second goal 4 minutes into added time. You must hate it when that happens.
It does, especially with the experience we've got on the team. That's what I said to him at half time. I said, listen, we go in half time 1-0 down, we've got a chance second half. We put pressure on them, they'll start folding, because they obviously wanted to go up today. But we can't concede a goal like that with a minute to go. We can't. The clearing should have been cleared. We shouldn't have blocked it. We should have blocked the shot better, further out. And there was about four mistakes before the corner, and then Stokesy got done back stick.
When you watch them as a team, Stockport, is that the sort of goal that you're aiming for next year, if you can, the way things are going?
Listen, I had their budget. I'd say, yeah. I'd say you're talking about David and Goliath there. Obviously, with the budget we've got, the budget he's got, don't get me wrong, he's spent it well, Dave, and he's got really, really good players in. But I think about four of their players will pay for our whole squad, so you can't wonder where we are.
You've got a couple of games to go now. It's still go for everything as much as you can. You know, nothing to lose last few games.
We will. We play for pride and play for the fans and play for the club. We really will. We're not going to down tools. It's not an eye makeup. we're going the last two games give it our best shot.
I did watch the fans today, and they stayed with you all the game. They were cheering right towards the end, even though they lost 2-0. But they were with you, and that must be heartening for you.
It's brilliant. But you know what? Our away fans, our own fans are great as well, but our away fans are special. Every time they come away with us, they sing the whole time. Even Wrexham, when we got beat 6-0, they were right behind us to the final whistle. So hats off to them. I hope they come out next week at home, a big crowd, our last game. And then we've got Swindon last game, so they'll be there as well.
On a positive again, JJ McKinnon, 90 minutes for him. And we saw Donald Love come off the bench as well.
I was delighted for JJ getting full 90 minutes before the end of the season. And obviously, you say about Donald, Donald come on, looked like he had me out. He really didn't. He was sharp. He was good on the ball. He was good in the tackle, crisp in the tackle. He's a top player.
Finally, Jed, how tough a week has it been for you and for the players with everything that's been going on?
It's been horrendous, to be honest. There's that much gone on. They lost the 3 points. And I just said to the players in the end, you know what, you make excuses, but you know what, we can't. We have had that much happen to us, and it will hurt the lads in the end, and it did. And you've seen today, they were disarmed in the first half and they played for pride second half. But as you say, what's gone on has been really tough on them and the staff, to be fair, and the fans. But if there's an excuse for them, so fair play to the lads, they've done really well.
Well, Donald, a 2-0 defeat today for your team. Just your overall thoughts on the game that you saw?
It's tough when you really lay a glove on them first half, and then you go in 2-0 down, and it's obviously you see what they're going for today, and it's tough to get going after that and give it a go second half. But yeah, it's one of them games.
They're a good side, aren't they? And they deserve promotion.
Yeah, you can see why they're up there, and they've done that to teams all year, and we're not the last ones. They would probably do it too before the end of the season.
You came into the game, it's been a tough week, but to lose an early goal was probably the last thing you needed to do today.
Yeah, 100%. You feel sorry for the lads who give it a go all year around playoffs. Obviously, more committed, you get all the stuff going on off the pitch, you get the news midweek, and it just deflates the lads a bit, because you still got that hoping that you're going to get playoffs, and then you get another little knock in the week, and you can understand why the lads might look a bit flat first half, because you put so much into a season, and then you get that news, and it Peter just knocks the stuffing out of the lads a bit. And obviously you come here and they've got the tails up, they're going for, need a point to get promoted, and the early goal just kills it. Yeah,
it was probably the last game you needed to say, wasn't it, after this week?
Yeah, 100%. But it's also it's a good one to come into, because it's an incredible pitch, the atmosphere. We should have just gone out. It was a free hit for us really, but it's a bit of a wasted free hit, but we should have really gone and enjoyed it more and tried to spoil the party really.
On a positive side, it was really, really good to see you back in action as a substitute in the second half after so long being away.
Yeah, definitely. I'm buzzing to be back out there. That's what I mean. I'm probably the only one coming away from here buzzing today, because I've got a few minutes and foot feels good now, and yeah, kick on.
Is it the foot that's been a real problem since that game? Was it October time-ish?
Yeah, it was a broken foot, and then stuff just came from that, and it's always been the foot, and because it's obviously putting so much pressure through your foot all the time, I'm just glad to get over that last hurdle and get on the pitch.
Couple of games left this season. I guess you're hoping now just to be involved in both of those.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just buzzing to be back in with the lads full time, and touch wood, I can keep going and stay fit for the last two games.
And hopefully, you know, get some semblance of just at the end of the season, last two games after this week, just try and get a bit of a smile on people's faces again.
Yeah, 100%. We're just playing. It's the always hard games when you've got nothing to play for, but we've got to go out there and enjoy it. And Forest Green next week, they're still playing for something, are they? And that's us. We've just got to go out there, enjoy the game, and give the fans something to enjoy and get after them.
It's the Shrimps Verdict podcast, part of Shrimps Live on Beyond Radio. This is Dave Salmon. Thanks as ever for downloading this episode. Really appreciate it. Onwards we go then to the last home game of the League Two season. And it's a big one for Forest Green Rovers, scrapping for their lives at the foot of the League Two table. Who knows what division they might be playing in next season. It's going to go down to the final day by the looks of it. Certainly a big afternoon ahead on Saturday. If you're not going down to the game, full match commentary, of course, as ever, right here on Shrimps Live from just before 2:55. Listen for free on Beyond Radio, or you can subscribe as ever via iFollow Shrimps. And of course, straight after the game, it is the end of season presentation with all the player awards. I think there's about 14 in total, including the Shrimps Live Player of the Season. If you're going down to that, it's sold out, by the way. If you are going to it, I might just see you there. Come and say hello to the ball bloke with glasses. You'll see me. You won't be able to miss me. And we'll have a bit of a natter about the season gone by, if you like. Lots to talk about then with our guest, Dylan Banks. Dylan is a huge Forest Green Rovers fan, and ahead of Steve Cottrell's trip to the Mazuma Mobile Stadium this coming Saturday, he's been telling me all about their trials and tribulations this season. So let's have a chat with Forest Green fan Dylan then. And Dylan, firstly, before we get on to the game and the season, much as you probably don't want to talk about the season, but we're going to do that anyway. Why are you a Forest Green Rovers supporter?
I get this asked quite a lot, because you can tell by the accent I'm definitely not from Forest Green.
Indeed.
Or the rest of the surrounding areas. So, yeah, I'm originally from Stoke-on-Trent. I know I could have gone and supported Port Vale or Stoke or Crewe, but my mum's side of the family are all from Forest Green. They're around the surrounding areas. So I thought it would be cool to, from a little age, to follow Forest Green. So that's where basically it all started.
So you didn't like come across them on Football Manager or anything like that? It was literally like a pin in the map kind of job?
Pretty much. Dad's, say, all his side are Liverpool fans, or it were all Forest Green. And I was like, you know what? I'll choose Forest Green because it sounds cooler.
I mean, let's be honest. You've had some good times in recent seasons. And could you ever have seen your team in League One, as brief a stay as it was? I mean, that was the pinnacle, obviously.
Oh, I mean, if you asked me when I first started supporting, really, and getting to know Forest Green, if you said we'd be a League One team, I'd probably snap your arm off. We were a very well-established National League club for majority of the years of me supporting Forest Green. It's obviously up to, 7 years now we've been in the EFL. So, yeah, it's really interesting, and I've had really good highlights. The only moments I've had where it's been bad for Forest Green, probably losing in the playoff finals to Grimsby back in 2015-16. So, so it's a strange feeling now to have this kind of downfall, which I guess we'll come on to. But, yeah, it was good to see us in League One, but it's kind of shame where we are now.
What's gone wrong in a nutshell, then, this season?
This season, recruitment, and I blame this from when Rob Edwards left and a few people within the club, such as Richard Hughes, who was, I believe, was head of recruitment. He had it nailed on with the players we were signing and the managers coming in, because up then we had Mark Cooper, who stayed with us for six years, and then straight to Rob Edwards. And from that was successful. So then Rob Edwards left, Richard Hughes left, and that was then the gradual downfall, because the club couldn't find a sustainable position for a person to come into. And we've had, obviously, since Edwards, we've had Ian Birchnell, we've had Duncan Ferguson, we've had David Horseman, Troy Deeney, and now Steve Cottrell. So you can tell there that's a huge change drastically. So that's what I really put it down to, is Forest Green's downfall the past two seasons.
Six managers in not quite two seasons. That's a big churn. I mean, I didn't really particularly have Dale Vince down as a man that pulled the trigger quickly, but you are where you are. And, well, let's be honest, it's been a bit of a disaster, hasn't it, this season? I, you say recruitment, though, Dylan. You look on paper, and for me, having seen every single team in League 2 this season, looking at the individual players, there's no way you should be in and around the bottom couple of clubs in League 2. So it must be more than that. Troy Deeney, well, let's go one further back before we talk about Troy Deeney. Ian Birchnell, was he the right man for the job? Would he have done better if he'd have been given more time?
I was lucky enough to speak to him after the sacking at Forest Green, and the words he used was, "I'm in for that job," in which you look at him, he got Notts County playoffs the season before he came to Forest Green. So you could clearly see there he's a well-established man, using very good tactics. But coming into a team that have just lost key big players on a free, that's left us with less budget in League One, where that season there was your likes of your Sheffield Wednesdays, your Peterborough, Bolton, Charlton, all these bigger teams against lower budget Forest Green, we knew we were going to get a struggle. But say from there, Birchnell, yeah, he went on to say that it's just the wrong time. And I do believe if it was a League Two season, I feel like we would, like now, if we had Birchnell from the start, I think we would have been in a lot different position than we are now. But obviously, we can't help that, and we can't help what happened to Ian. But yeah, it's just been very poor.
So in comes David Horseman, and it seems to me, Dylan, as an outsider, that as you were losing games week on week, he was always saying the same thing and always seemed to be coming out with the same excuses as to why you'd lost and why it was going to be better next week. And, well, it never quite happened.
No, he promised this and he promised that, and we never saw any improvements. And when you say Dale Vince pulls the trigger quite a lot, it didn't with Horseman. I think that's what sabotaged our season a little bit, because it was very, very late. It was, what, 5 days before the January transfer window shut? So it was very quick to get Troy Deeney in. So I think that's what's really cost us, because the changing room, obviously, for that long of a period, losing that streak, having the same excuses every week, it can affect. And the players obviously have lost confidence, and it was just very, very late of a second. But yet again, with David, what we've been seeing, especially with Ian Birchnell, is managers that have less experience in the EFL, because we're living off that the repetition of Rob Edwards coming from Wolverhampton Academy, managing there, straight into a new job, and look what he did. That's what I saw with Horseman, Birchnell. That's what I saw, that we're going down the route. I think they've learned from that now, for definite, if we keep Cottrell. But say, Horseman was a touchy subject between most Forest Green fans now.
And Troy Deeney, I mean, his playing career, he's been quite stellar, hasn't it, really? Had quite the rise through the ranks and then some good times in the top flight. Where did you stand with him as a manager? Was it simply a case of he's just not very good? Or was it a case of he's got like a Premier League mentality and he's trying to instill that in League Two footballers and it just didn't work? Or is he just an argumentative kind of guy? I don't know.
The football was a lot better. I remember being at Salford away. I think it was his first away game, and the football was very, very good. We went 2-0 up, I believe, that day, 1-0 up. And we're like, okay, we're excited about this. But it's his attitude when it comes to public. And we know he's that kind of person who likes to be verbal. At the time when Deeney got appointed, I thought he was very cheap of Forest Green. I know at the time we did his coaching badges, got them, and with 5 days left of the transfer window, there's not much you can else do. So it was a bit of a weird time in that. I didn't think Deeney was bad as a manager. I just think the way he went about being a manager, publicly coming out after players, I think that was just totally wrong in itself, especially Frank-Katie Dabo, the man who hasn't got much confidence after what happened at Wembley and now playing for Forest Green, you know, and it's not... I didn't mind Deeney. I would have accepted it and see where we were, but I would have I would have been more happy Cottrell came in for Deeney rather than Deeney then Cottrell.
Yeah, I get it. I mean... You've got a good manager now in Steve Cottrell. There's no question about that. So whatever happens at the end of this season, wherever you are going to end up playing next year, I suppose that you hope that he's going to stay.
100%. And I think every Forest Green fan will agree. And there was a fan forum and he said he's dedicated to the job. He has spoken about future plans about Forest Green if we do go down. So that's very good that we're seeing some insight of what has been going on with the clubs, with talks with Cottrell to see about next season if we are in the National League or if we're in League Two. So ideally, yes, he has to stay, set the foundations. He's that kind of manager that has done it previously with past other jobs, like his experience in the FL.
So to go League One, potentially back into National League in back-to-back seasons, on paper, that is a catastrophe, isn't it? As an outsider, but I suppose as somebody who watches the club week in, week out and has the in-depth knowledge, Dylan, you're going to say, well, there is a lot more to it than that, actually.
Yeah, it's just down to the ins and outs of within the club, not just players high up. We've come majority of the season now without a CEO and a lot more roles within the club. So it's kind of like we need to get that sorted because, as you said earlier on, look at the players we've got on paper. That's a team that should be higher up where they're supposed to be. With Cottrell and now, and the team we've got, we need to really set a foundation. It's like, right, who is going to put work ethic in going into next season? And team players who are like, you know what, you feel like you're better than where we are, you can move them along. So, yeah, it's just been a horrible 2 years, which wasn't expected in the slightest. I generally thought we'd come back down to League Two and we'd be basically where Morecambe are now on that 12th, 13th mark, you know. But sadly, hasn't gone that way. And it's just been, yet again, all down to this, what's going on within the club.
Now, the slight caveat here that we are speaking before your game on Saturday, which is the small matter of Wrexham coming down the track, which you could probably do without, really, before you play us. And then Notts County on the final day of the season, which could go either way, really. You've still got plenty to play for, though, haven't you? Even if you do lose to Wrexham, you've still got a chance. So you're going to have to go for it, I suppose. It's not over till it's over.
Exactly. Three games left, 4 points off. Out of Colchester and Sutton, you do look Forest Green's got the better team. For sure, definitely, yeah. And as well, it's all about mentality going to these games and what Cottrell can get into the mindset of the players in the change room before kickoff. And obviously, Racecourse is going to be one tricky ground to go to with the position they're in. I believe they can get promoted this weekend or something like that if results go their way, like Mansfield lose.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Dylan, we lost 6-0 at the Racecourse. So, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll probably beat that big venues because obviously, if they'll go for it, as we know, Phil Parkinson's that kind of manager. He'll push it and he'll push the limits of the players, and it's going to be one hectic game. It's if Forest Green want to turn up on the day. That's what we've seen under Cottrell has been. We can turn crew over, but then we'll go on the week after and lose to Colchester and teams around us. So. I think playing bigger, better opposition than us this season, I think he'll put us in a good step forward to going into grabbing points, because that's what it's down to. We can't afford to come away from 0 points. I'll take a draw on Saturday. I'd just take any points now to just show a better fight for us to stay, staying up in the EFL.
And I suppose, from our point of view, we won't have anything to play for, really. I mean, we've got three pretty much dead rubbers coming up now, and Forest Green's our last home game of the season against you guys. So we are only playing for pride. I mean, on any other season, I would say we're playing for contracts and players getting new deals. But with the state of the club behind the scenes at the moment, I'm not sure that's quite the case. So potentially you're playing us at a good time, probably the best time you could really be playing a team. You want to play a dead rubber side at this stage of the season?
Oh, of course. It's just whether we can perform on the day. And don't forget, even if there's nothing to play for, Morecambe will still be up for it to finish as the highest position they can possible to end the season. So it's going to be a tough game. I know us and Morecambe have had very good past previous games against each other. I mean, when we last came to Morecambe, it wasn't the bestest of games. I remember my flatmate, a Morecambe fan, and he went and he just said it's probably the most boring game of football he ever watched. But yeah,
I think in fairness, Duncan Ferguson did a bit of a number on us that day. Actually, you had a good game plan and it worked.
Yeah, definitely, and that's what we saw multiple times with Duncan Ferguson. It was just a shame we didn't keep him, because I generally thought, you know what, I'd be happy with Dunk for this whole time. But no, it's a good time to play, is. And I hope you can do us a favour.
I mean, to be honest, given the run of fixture that you've been on, I mean, look at this. Stockport, Crewe, MK Dons, Mansfield, Wrexham. I mean, goodness me, when you're in the bottom two, as a five-game run, that couldn't have been much worse. Playing the top five teams in the division, it couldn't be much worse.
Yeah. Couldn't be. When we were looking at it after we came and played, when we lost to Grimsby, we lost to Sutton, we lost to, I can't remember the Colchester result now, but when we played all them three teams, we were like, all right, okay, let's have a look at the remaining fixtures then. And then we saw all them, each team, even Morecambe at the time, because obviously before the point of deduction today, you were looking to get playoffs. And I was saying that yesterday, that tomorrow, when we play Morecambe, that's going to be one hectic of a game, because Morecambe will want it more. But yeah, it has come at a good time. I think, hope of 3 points there. It goes down to the last game, which won't be a nice day.
But you want to still be in with a shout, don't you, going into the final game of the season? I mean, Notts County are going to have nothing to play for either. So you just want to have a mathematical chance. And it's like you say, it's who wants it most, I suppose, on the final day of the season.
Yeah, that's it. And no matter what, you've got to support the boys. If we go down fighting, won't be as disappointed if we go to these next three games and we don't show any fire at all, then that's just going to be the kick to the shin, really, isn't it?
As a fan, that's all you want, Dylan, isn't it? So what can we expect from a Steve Cottrell, Forest Green Rovers? What's the intel on the team and players to watch, formation? What do we need to know?
Wing play. It's been the same formation we've seen with the past eight managers at Forest Green. We can change from a 4-4-2, or we can then change to a 3-5-1-2, I believe, if that's right off the top of my head. Key players is obviously our fullbacks, Jamie Robson, Cal McAllister. They've probably been the highlights of the season as well. Charlie McCann in the midfield. He's been exceptional this season. He was a player that we would like to keep. Obviously, January signing, Manuel I can't say the word. Oss's baby or something like that. He came from Bradford. He's been phenomenal this season. With the experience of Richard Keogh, obviously previously being at Derby, etc. He's really brought a good mentality at back line that we've needed, with a bit of experience in that team. Going forward, there ain't much with injuries. We've lost Matty Stevens, as we know. He's a bagsman in League Two. We've got Christian Deutsch back, who's a legend at Forest Green, hasn't been really up to speed. We're very good from the strikers below, I'd say. That's who you should watch out for.
And you need to score goals to win games of football, so that's not great, I suppose. Interesting that, because we've conceded a lot of goals this season from wide positions, so if you're playing with wing-backs and you look to try and stretch the play and then get the ball in, you might cause us problems. We've got nothing to play for, so we are going to be going for it for different reasons. Shackles off, and it might make for an open game by the sounds of it.
For sure. As well, one player I forgot to mention, Jordan Garrick. He's been phenomenal since coming back from his injury. He's been scored a brace against Crewe. So another threat, wing play. So I think Cottrell will definitely look at that, at what Morecambe will play, and really work around that. So hopefully on the day that game plan works and come away with it.
My final question to you, Dylan, thanks very much for jumping on the pod again, mate. Really appreciate that. My final question is, what division are you playing in next season?
I think you can tell I'm a face, I know. National League. I think National League. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've just left it to that run of five games that you've just come through. That's what's killed Jazz, isn't it? I think you had a bit of momentum before then, didn't you? With about 8-9 games to go, wouldn't say you were pulling clear by any stretch. And obviously, Colchester were getting sucked more and more into the mire, which might still save you. You never know, of course, because they can't seem to buy a win for love nor money at the moment. I know they've got a couple of games in hand, but even so, it's that five-game run that's absolutely hammered you, hasn't it, unfortunately?
It has, and blame the FL.
You won't have to blame them next season if you're in the National League. It'll be in a different body, won't it, I suppose? But
yeah, exactly. But I'll miss out on a seaside town away there next season.
Well, I suppose as a fan, you've got to. It's almost gallows humour, isn't it, at this stage of the season when you're in that predicament, and as a fan, you can't do a single thing about it. You've just got to get behind your team and hope that I can pull a rabbit out of the hat somehow. But you've got to be philosophical. It's that phrase, isn't it? And I think it's absolutely true. Never let the football spoil a good Saturday afternoon.
That's it. And with the amount of heartbreak we've had this season, we enjoy our Saturdays off the pitch.
would dropping into National League in a weird kind of way do you good? Would that be the shake-up that you needed to sort of reset in a lot of aspects of the club?
For sure. I think it'll reset the club completely over the summer. If Cottrell stays, it's all about setting foundations the first season and rebuilding then from season to season. You will see Forest Green back being a League Two club, because that's where I think Forest Green should be, and that's where they are. We still play great football, and obviously the season deserves to be there, which has been unfortunate, but it's all about this rebuild, setting foundations, rebuilding to be back at that level as we were when we had Mark Cooper and Rob Edwards.
I think that's exactly the right attitude to have, to be honest. Dylan, thank you so much for jumping on the pod. Really appreciate it. Good luck for the rest of the season. I'd even bizarrely say good luck against us on Saturday. I think we are going to have play with the shackles off, though, against you, I'm afraid. So you might be facing us at our best, because we've got not much riding on the game. So looking forward to that. Hopefully you're going to stay up, come hook or by crook, because we always have a great welcome. Not so much the drive down to you guys. It's quite a long drive, and going over the fields the last 5 miles into Nailsworth isn't the best, but not good when you're there. But we always have a great welcome when we get to the new lawn. So hopefully we can see you again next season. But if not, hopefully very, very soon. Thanks very much indeed, mate.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.
Every kick, every game, every goal. Full match commentary of Morecambe FC on Beyond Radio. This is Shrimps Live from Beyond Radio.